You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Oh, we hope you enjoyed the program so far today. Remember, we'll have it archived for you at abqconnect.online. Want to thank Tayshawn for being a part of putting that together, along with Brianna, to get it posted for you on the website, abqconnect.online. Our next guest in studio with us, Jody Hendricks, is here from the New Mexico Family Action Movement, nmfam.org. Jody, thanks for coming back in.
Of course. As a pleasure. As always, it's a pleasure.
Well, when you walked in the door today, I said, so, you know, you're on the backside, it's in the rearview mirror, the family festival.
Yes.
How do you feel? And it's like, it's a lot of work. You know, it's kind of sad because, you do look forward to it, mm-hmm. but it's a lot of work.
It is.
For those who weren't able to be there, or maybe they were there and you can remind them, what did people experience?
Oh, man, it was fantastic. We had such an incredible crowd. So many families came out. We gave over 300 backpacks out to kiddos full of school supplies. And we had 35 different organizations represented that put on games for the kids, had prizes and giveaways, freebies. My own daughter, my 9-year-old, walked around the festival with her grandpa. And she came back to me with a bag full of just toys and stuff that was just so fun for the kids. But it was great because at the same time, parents were getting such valuable information of where they can connect with these different ministries and how these different ministries meet so many different needs. So really, it did touch on just so many different aspects that affect the family here in New Mexico. And it gave those families an opportunity to find the resources they need for the different situations they might be walking through right now.
Well, I just went to nmfam.org on the foundation page, which is where you found the information before the event. There's still information there, follow-up to the event, some great pictures. And what I love, similar, quite honestly, to a page that we have on the KLYT website for organizations, but you have listed, and some of these I may steal from you and have them on the air, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
there's the list of those various organizations that were at the event are on that webpage. I'd encourage you to go do that. Find out what they do, a service that they may be able to provide for you or someone in your sphere of influence, or an organization you may decide, I want to support them financially, like maybe you do the New Mexico Family Action Movement, which is a nonprofit organization as well. So great work on that. I want to move ahead because with the limited amount of time we have just under 10 minutes. I would like to talk about some recent activity. Now, when you walked in, I said, hey, that's in the rearview mirror. And the conversation was, yeah, but then you start looking forward, man. There's always work to be done, right,
yes,
Jody?
Yes, there's always work to be done, especially in New Mexico.
Did you take a deep breath?
I tried.
was it just today?
Just yesterday. Yesterday
in Dona Anya County, a rescinded resolution, and I'll let you go into the details about, well, what was the rescinded resolution? Let's start there.
Yeah, well, in 2018, they passed a resolution in Doniana County that allowed prayer in their public meetings. Public meetings, meaning like our city meetings, the commissioners meetings, city
school
council,
school
board, you know, any type of public meeting.
Right.
It allowed prayer. It protected prayer in those types of meetings. Unfortunately, yesterday, the commissioners voted 4-1 to rescind that resolution, meaning they have now eliminated prayer from their public meetings.
Okay. Now, here's the question then.
Mm-hmm.
Is prayer in those public meetings, is it constitutional?
100%. In fact, the Supreme Court has already ruled in the case, the town of Greece v. Galloway, that prayer indeed is constitutional and that it is actually encouraged because it is very traditionally American.
Okay. So the question is then, prayer is constitutional, but is their argument? Yes, but not necessary.
So the argument that the commissioners were trying to make was that they feel prayer could be conceived as exclusive or unfair, possibly even offensive to certain people groups. Unfortunately, what they have done in trying to remove what they have called something exclusive, they have excluded the entire faith voice. And now when I say that, I want you to understand, this is not just Christians.
Yeah.
This is any type of faith, any type of religion. And in this country, we have a First Amendment right that gives us and protects our freedom of religion.
Yeah. And when you mentioned this to me off the air, I mean, my knee-jerk reaction is, oh, that's not good. Mm-hmm. I slow down a little bit and, you know, any religion. So, you know, a satanic prayer in prior to this would have been, mm-hmm. welcome if they weren't excluding anyone. Mm-hmm. It's a little hard for me to just, you know, I do know how things tend to go.
Mm-hmm.
Part of my concern, and I'll let you express other concerns that we should be considering, is, okay, it seems like everything's okay unless it's Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow seeing other things maybe continue to happen in these meetings, whether it's prayer or other things. But whenever something Christian comes up,
right,
that it is... We rescinded that resolution.
Yes.
No mas.
It's because they're offended by the gospel.
Yeah, and right, right.
Of course, that's what the church, that's what we represent. And therefore, they don't like that. They don't want to hear from us because we are the ones showing up to try to stand firm for biblical values.
Well, here's the thing, Dona Anya County Commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
God's a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want him, he won't be there.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are people in that. There was a yes to continue.
Keep it.
Yeah.
Yes.
There are people there who would have voted probably how most of us would have rather voted. So as we move forward, let's talk about other concerns.
Yeah, I really am concerned that this decision, this vote in Doñana County will set a precedent for the rest of the state. We already have legislators and leaders, people in places of authority who are trying to eliminate prayer. They're trying to eliminate the voice of faith in New Mexico. And when we start to see things like this, some people might think, oh, that's just, you know, what they decided in Doñana County at their commissioner meeting. Unfortunately, it's something that has a trickle effect. It inspires others to stand up and try to do the same. And we need to be a voice that stands firm to protect not just prayer, but religious freedom, period. Because you know what? Religious freedom is all throughout Scripture, isn't it? God wants us to choose Him. Mm-hmm. He has given us the ability to make the choice, and we need the freedom to make that choice. And when we start seeing decisions like this, votes like this that are eliminating faith from public service, that is affecting religious freedom. That is affecting choice across our nation, across our state. And we are at a time in our state right now where we cannot afford for hope to be stolen. And when you take away someone's freedom to exercise faith, that's dangerous. And that will affect the hope that we need here in New Mexico.
So do you anticipate a suit to follow?
It's possible. We're formulating right now what our next move is going to be. We're joining with some other groups to decide how best to come about this. But in the meantime, I would really encourage, you know, we still have freedom of speech.
Yeah.
I encourage those citizens who live in Doñana County area, anytime there's a commissioner's meeting, anytime there's a public meeting that you can go and give comments at, which you should have that right, that ability to give comments, go up and use your comment time to pray for the commissioners, now, to pray for your city.
Each city or county may have different ways to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes. You need to be able to get in touch with the specific board or whatever it is that you're, whatever meeting you're going to, if it's a school board or if it's a commissioner's meeting or a city council meeting or whatever it might be, you can find that in your area, to find when and where those meetings are. And then you'll find the rules as far as how to give comment during that time. So you just follow those rules so that you can be sure to have time to give comment and then use your comment to just graciously offer a prayer for them.
Amen. And not to discourage that at all, I just want to prepare people that that could be a battle. Mm-hmm. You know, it may say this is the process. Using the process, it doesn't always work, does it?
Right, right. There's so many stories we've heard about people feeling silenced, even though it is their right to be able to speak at meetings like this.
Yeah.
And so you have to be prepared for that. But you recognize at that point, this is a spiritual battle.
So, and listen, before you go to show up at these meetings, we would, and actually we're going to get to elections, before you show up at the meeting and before you go to the voting booth, get informed. What are ways to do that? I know where we're going now. There's a great website.
Yeah. NewMexicoFam.org. So NMFam.org. We're constantly putting out information for you to be up to date and informed on what's happening. We share our press releases. We share our op-eds that give a lot of details.
Voter guides?
Yes. We create voter guides during election seasons so that you know your candidates, you know the issues. Of course, during the legislative session, we're heavily involved in everything that's going on in the Capitol, and we're letting you know throughout the year. I mean, just on Monday, we put out an action alert about this Doñana County vote that we knew was coming. And so there's always going to be ways on our website for you to be connected. Now, you don't have to just remember to check our website. You can go on our website. There will be a pop-up that says, do you want to be connected? Do you want to subscribe to those messages, those emails? And we ask that you do that. You join that list so that when we send out these alerts, some of them are last minute, right? Things are sneaky. Things are happening behind the scenes that all of a sudden, you know, we happen to find out in ways that, of course, the Lord just allows us to find out. But sometimes it's last minute. And so we're sending out those emergency notices. And the best way for you to be up to date on all of it is to be subscribed to our newsletter.
All right, Jody Hendricks with the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Thanks for your time.
Of course. Thank you.
It's nmfam.org. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.